Hey, what are you listening to? What? Oh, I've probably never heard of it. That's interesting. And I don't mean the fact that I've never heard of it, because that's not interesting. If anything, that's expected. There's a lot of music out there, and given that you seem like a person who listens to a lot of different stuff, the chances of me having heard of whomever creates the music you're listening to are pretty small. What's interesting is the fact that you chose to say you've probably never heard of them, as opposed to say, this is Artist X. Have you ever listened to Artist X? It's interesting that rather than talking to me about what you're listening to and expressing how much you presumably like the artist's music, you chose to say you've probably never heard of them. That's it. That's all you said. Well, that's all your lips said anyway. Your eyes, on the other hand, said something quite different. They say, you're not the same type of person as I. You want to talk about music? Don't even try. I'm thrash hop, you're pop rock, I'm chill wave, and you're not. If it's not from the underground, it can fuck off and die. Or hide in the shadows until I decide to enjoy it, ironically. And honestly, that kind of thing would not normally bother me. I know better than to get caught up in worrying about what some insecure person thinks. But still, your condescension concerns me. It concerns me because this type of energy you project has become so commonplace. Lately, it seems like every other person has your attitude. Like every other person I meet is finding music that is as obscure as possible, and only sharing it with people who they deem worthy of partaking in their intimate little intellectual masturbation fest. And that pisses me off, because no one is talking about me! You see, I make music. That's me right there. But you've probably never heard of me. And it's not that you're not cool, it's just that I'm really, really underground. I'm so underground that I'm the only member of my fan club. I'm so underground that last week my best friend since high school said, I didn't know you had a Bandcamp page. I'm so underground that the only time I've ever made money off my music was during that summer when I was broke and had to go busking, and even then I had to cover Beatles songs just to make enough cash to buy lunch. I'm so underground that when I bought my girlfriend a t-shirt that said groupie, she wouldn't even wear it when we fucked. I'm so underground that you can't see me live in concert anywhere. I'm as underground as it gets, goddammit! And I mean, sure, I can be pretentious sometimes. I had dreams. Dreams of releasing a song which would be covered poorly by 15-year-olds and then uploaded to YouTube. I had dreams of being able to hand my parents a physical record with custom liner notes that say, this is what I was working on all those hours I spent alone in my room for the 2 years before I went off to college. Dreams of being able to feed and clothe myself with profits generated from art that was inspired by ideas that I conceive while I sit alone and think. I had dreams of getting a review in some hip music blog wherein the author would award my album 5.9 and note that while my use of lo-fi production is courageous and the opening of my album shows promise, the record as a whole is poorly paced, conceptually addled, and ultimately derivative of early TV on the radio. If that had happened, I would fucking died of joy. But that didn't happen. And it doesn't really seem like it ever will. So now I can't have those dreams. I have to have different dreams. I have to dream that years from now, some 19-year-old pseudo-intellectual wearing whatever clothing happens to be the chic retro garb of the time finds my record. I have to dream that he loves his new discovery and shows it to all his dickhead friends, and they mutually agree that my songs are some sort of outsider art that most people can't understand because they're too narrow-minded. I have to dream that my music becomes the ultra-underground, the new coolest thing that's far too creative to ever be mainstream. The type of music that is found on playlists between Brian Wilson B-sides and songs that sound like an orgy of dying computers. The type of music that will be made all the more hip when it's discovered that I killed myself for unrequited love, or that all songs secretly relate to how I was abused by my father, or that I lost my mind after eating 25 sugar cubes laced with acid and now live as a recluse on a ranch in rural Texas. So, back to present, and this dickhead I'm currently talking to who's condescending to me. With regard to whoever you are currently listening to, I've never heard of them. But there's a good chance that 10 years from now, when I've disappeared and my life story has been romanticized to the point of almost complete fiction, I'll be your new hero. Or maybe I just fucking suck.